You said you were in Hollywood. Any outstanding interview or something that happened with some name out there that we might know? That's,
Yes. In fact, one of my wonderful perceptive things that happened to me, we were interviewing at one point people who weren't stars yet but were expected to be, because they were doing bit parts on television or in the movies or something. My family had gone with me because we were going to the amusement park after I had finished my work. And I got back to the hotel room and I said, well, most of these people have been just really nice. And I think that people who become big stars are really nice. But this guy that I just got through interviewing is never going to amount to a hill of beans. He is brassy. He's brash. He's a little bit rude. They have laughed at me about my observations of Burt Reynolds ever since. But, yeah, lots of fun things. And Harrison Ford was fun to do, although he was so bashful, I thought he would never say anything. This was during the Star Wars days. Gene Wilder was a hoot, and he's the only one of them that I've ever asked for an autograph. I just can't bring myself to do that, right. Except my son wanted it. He loved Gene Wilder, and I did too. Of course, I love him even more since he was involved with the producers, and that's since my days in television. That was fun.
Yeah.
That was fun. But I still like the local people best, and I'm not blowing smoke. I mean that, because I felt like I could really help them. How could I help anybody in Hollywood, or how could I help except maybe get people to buy tickets to see their movies? But local folks, you could really help. Local causes, you could really promote. I like that.